I had an injury in college football, believe it, 1958, in a pregame scrimmage that we had under then Coach Owens, and who was very tough. And I got cut off. I was making a tackle at the edge of that line and a halfback, and I had him nailed. And the guy came on with me and cut me off and dislocated my left knee. And that knee, they put back in position out in the field. And that was, God, that was tough. But and then just lived with that leg from then on. Thought about getting knee replacement, a total replacement. And I'd had so many friends that had not had good luck with that, that I decided not to do that. And then this stem cell thing came up, and we made a decision and had it done. And pleased it's done. It's doing well.
So how old were you when you had the injury?
I would have been, let's see, I was born in 1938, and that's 1950. I'd been 20 years old.
So you've been waiting a long time to have this done.
Yes, I did.
By the way, did you win that game?
Yes, I think we did, but I didn't play.
So what finally brought it to a head? I mean, you suffered this injury when you were 20. You waited 60 years.
It got better for a while, and then I'd get worse. But what did this was I was hiking a lot out here. We live on Guimas Island next to Anacortes, and there's a mountain hike out here, a small mountain, about 2.5 mile round-trip hike, and it started bothering me on the way down quite badly. You know, coming down the hill, there would be a certain amount of pain. So I said, well, I wonder if I could do something. And this same stem cell came up, and my daughter talked me into going down and seeing him, and we did.
What did Dr. Wagner tell you when he saw you?
Well, he said he thought that after he x-rayed it, that he was confident that this would help it, and said, well, okay, we'll give it a whirl, and it has been. I'd say it's on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, I'd say it's at least an 8.
That's pretty good. And how long did it take you to feel the effects of the procedure?
That surgery was done in, stem cell was actually done on 15th of March. And the first week in October, my son and my grandson and I went to North Dakota, drove over, and we hunters and hunted pheasant for 3 days. And we walked probably a total of at least 20 miles, if not slightly more than that. And it did well.
Well, that's pretty good if it was able to withstand 3 days of hunting with your grandson, no less.
Yep.
Give me the before and after, just to summarize it for people so they understand.
Like I say, I'm very pleased. And as I have told you, I did have recommended probably at least a dozen people. So
at the age of 80, how many more years of pheasant hunting do you think you have in you?
Well, we've tentatively set another hunt for next year. It's a lot of fun, particularly me with my son and my grandson. Anyway.
Well, that sounds great, Michael. Thank you very much.